Today is an interesting Holy Gospel. Not that they're all not interesting, but today is unique. Jesus is walking in a place called the Portico of Solomon. Now, a portico is a covered walkway, usually with pillars. And this was in the temple in Jerusalem. It was a cold day, which tells us it was winter. And it was the Feast of Dedication. It's also known as the Festival of Lights. Do you know what the Festival of Lights is called? It's called Hanukkah. It was winter, and it meant that Jerusalem was raw. Did you know that it snows in Jerusalem? It does. It even snows in Bethlehem, because they're both on the mountains. Well, it was cold, and that icy wind was coming in from the east. But Jesus was smart. He was walking in the part of the temple that was enclosed, and it sheltered him from that wind. I know the gospel doesn't say that, but if you do a little homework, you can find out just where it was and what that means. It meant that as he walked, prayed, and meditated, a group of Jews came over to him, and they asked, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, the Messiah, tell us plainly." Well, Jesus answered them, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Ouch! Jesus tells these Jews that he's told them over and over and over again who he is, but they do not believe. He speaks, but they do not hear. How many times have, right? We agree, and before we know it, we're going to Hawaii. Only because, we're distracted, we're watching a game or a TV show. Yes, honey. Whatever you say, honey. That can get us in a lot of trouble. We should be good listeners. And Jesus wants us to hear his words over and over and over again. He speaks to us. He wants us to understand who he is in our lives. He wants us to know and believe that he is our shepherd and we're his sheep. And he wants us to follow his voice. He wants us to hear his words of peace and comfort for our lives. But you know what? Sometimes we have a difficult time hearing him. We need to hear his voice and to follow it. And although we might have a difficult time hearing his voice, Jesus is reminding us that he wants us to be patient. And he wants to be patient with us. He wants a relationship of trust and understanding with us, so that we can hear his voice and we can trust him, so that we know what he wants in our life is best for us. I think you'll agree with me that we're surrounded with distractions in today's world. Maybe we hear what we want to hear and we tune out everything else. Mostly we tune out Jesus and tune in on all the sounds and words of the world around us as it rushes by. It might be a favorite song that we hear on the radio, or it might be a speaker that's on the radio. And before you know it, Jesus might be talking to us and we just don't listen. Maybe part of our problem is we don't take the time to build our relationship with Jesus and listen for him to speak. You know what? Maybe we do all the talking and don't take the time to listen. How many of us, when we pray, we do all the talking? God, I need this. If you do this, please, Lord, bless my family and not take the time to hear what he has to say. Maybe the other part of it is we only listen to what we want to listen to. And far too much of our listening is centered on the world and not on Jesus. Have you ever tuned out someone who's talking to you because your mind is elsewhere? Your answer, yes. And you haven't heard a word that they had to say, right? You're distracted right now. Did you hear what I just said? Well, the Jews heard, but they didn't believe. They saw his signs, the miracles, and didn't get the message. We've heard his words down through the centuries, though, through the Bible, through preaching, through the sacrament, that Jesus is the Christ, Jesus is the Messiah, the risen Lord. We've seen his works through the Holy Spirit in the lives of many people. But we still don't really believe, do we? Some have a difficult time centering attention of our focus on this shepherd who wants to guide our lives. I want to suggest to you that we have an advantage over the Jews at the time of Jesus because we have the whole story in the Gospels. We've seen the scripture of the witnesses to the resurrection, and in each of the last three Sundays, we've seen a powerful witness about him that leaves no doubt. Jesus has risen. So we should be able to trust in him, shouldn't we? To follow him. To believe in his lordship for our lives with greater conviction than the Jews who came to Jesus that day in the temple. But sadly, many people still doubt. Many still do not trust that Jesus is their Savior. Many are still looking, still searching for the meaning and purpose to their lives. Many have found no one to help them with the burdens that they carry. And many are still wandering aimlessly in life without any direction, with no goal, and absolutely no idea what to make of their life and what they want to accomplish with the God-given gifts that they've been so generously given. I think one reason so many people are aimless or are just wandering around with no purpose is because they have not let Jesus have control. I've said very many times that Jesus is a gentleman. He will never force himself. He will not make you love him. He will not make you obey him. That's got to come from here. You have to open the door of your heart. You'll have to let Jesus in. And when you do that, you surrender to him so that he can be your good shepherd, so that he can take care of you by giving you guidance, giving you peace, and giving you a sense of worth and direction. How many of us can truly say that we take time each day to listen to what Jesus is saying to us? I don't want you to raise your hand, but please be honest with yourself. Do you take some quiet time to be alone with Jesus, with your Bible? Or maybe you're listening to a Christian radio station? Or maybe on a Sunday afternoon you're listening to contemporary Christian gold, shameless plug here. Or maybe you're just alone and you're just letting God speak with you. How many of us can say that? Sitting in that quiet place, listening for him to talk to you. But you might feel in your heart that he's speaking to you, that he's caring for you. You know, 5 minutes is a very good start. Is it not a bad place to start for the day? You could do it with a cup of coffee, sitting, relaxing before you gear up for the day. I promise you, if you take those 5 minutes or more, you're going to feel a refreshment that is beyond compare. And you'll also feel a sense of direction as well. So let's talk about sheep. Sheep are not the brightest animals in the world, nor the best smelling. Sheep are a very valuable commodity because they provide wool, meat, and milk. Do you know that we have a tradition, many people have a tradition of having lamb on Easter Sunday? You can't get lamb around here. You can't. Not even lamb chops. We tried every butcher shop. I understand there's a new butcher shop coming in town that just might do that. McKinnon Cattle, that's going to be on 32 at the old Dollar General. Not that I'm very good at shameless plugs. They all naturally work together. They help to keep the flock of sheep together. They care for one another. That's why Jesus uses this analogy. But when sheep feel threatened, they have one defense. They huddle together and they run away. The only way a shepherd can keep sheep to go where he wants is for him to gently lead them along, walking ahead of them, You'll never see a shepherd walk behind, always to the front. And they hear his voice. Eventually, the whole flock will come to know and recognize the shepherd's voice and words and will follow. Just as a shepherd will search and search for any sheep that finds itself somehow separated from the flock until he finds it, so Jesus does for us. Our good shepherd pursues the lost people of the world, calling to them in a voice that they recognize, or they should recognize. And when they respond to what they've heard by trusting in Jesus, he lovingly carries them to the flock, the body of Christ, his church. They'll be rejoicing all the way. I want you to hear the words that Jesus spoke to the critical Pharisees and sinners. In Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, Jesus told them, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." The sheep learn to trust and follow their leader, who basically spends all his time with them, caring for them and protecting them. All of the sheep are there, and all they need to do is listen. Earlier in this chapter 10 of John's Gospel, verses 3 through 6, Jesus tells the Pharisees, "The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow them because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." And Jesus uses this figure of speech. But they did not understand what he was telling them. And Jesus went on to say, "I am the good shepherd." This is one of the "I am" statements where Jesus is revealing himself to who he truly is. "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the good shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's just a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Well, he's talking about the sheep in the nation of Israel. But he also added and was talking about us. We're the other sheep, and we follow and listen to his voice. Sheep respond to the voice and words that they recognize. Sheep will trust a shepherd that they know. How comforting is that? If someone they don't know tries to hurt them with words they don't understand, they run away in fear. When they hear the voice and words they know, they respond in trust. Just like sheep, folks, we need to listen to our shepherd whose voice we know and understand. Now, there are millions of people around the world who have no access to the words of Jesus. Many have had little access to education and they can't read. For generations, they've only communicated orally. Life revolves for them around the spoken word. Pray for these people to be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and that they might follow him. To be more clear, Jesus promises, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And that I promise, that those words Jesus will keep. and you can count on it and hear the voice of our shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.